Five dead in North Carolina shooting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. An off-duty Raleigh police officer is among the victims of what witnesses say was a youthful gunman who opened fire on people along a residential walking trail.
Looked like a teenager, like anywhere between 13 and 16, honestly. He had no facial hair, no nothing. He looked like a baby.
And witness says the shooter was dressed all in camouflage gear. Raleigh's mayor, Marianne Baldwin.
All of us in Raleigh right now need to come together. We need to support those in our community who have suffered a terrible loss.
The suspect eluded officers for hours before he was finally cornered in a home and arrested. Two other people were wounded, one of them critically. A second police officer who was shot has been released from the hospital. Connecticut State Police say Wednesday night's murder of two police officers in Bristol, Connecticut, was apparently an ambush set up with a fake 911 call. Well, the two officers died in a hail of gunfire, which left a third officer wounded. A national police organization blames the social climate for the rash of attacks on police.
The National Fraternal Order of Police saying the spewing of anti-police rhetoric by some political and media figures, as well as the failed policies of rogue prosecutors and judges, are placing our officers in greater danger. This lawlessness must stop.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The January 6th committee in the House has voted to subpoena former President Trump to testify about what he knew about the invasion of the Capitol.
He is the one person at the center of the story of what happened on January 6th. So we want to hear from him.
Committee Chairman Benny Thompson, on his own social media platform, the former president, asking why the committee didn't ask for his testimony months ago. He called the committee a total bust. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden reacting to yesterday's worse-than-expected consumer price report.
The president, speaking in Los Angeles Thursday, said people know they are still gripped by inflation.
Folks don't need a report to tell them they're being squeezed.
But he insists the numbers are getting better.
Overall, inflation was 2% over the last 3 months. That's down from 11% over the prior 3 months.
Republicans continue to blame President Biden, saying his assessment inflation peaked late last year was wrong. Biden says he remains optimistic, and he'll have more to say on it next week. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Prices for orange juice are likely headed even higher. Hurricane Ian damaged what was already forecast to be Florida's lowest orange crop in 55 years. The USDA now says the crop will be nearly a third lower than it was last year. 25 days to the midterm elections, debates are scheduled in two critical races tonight.
A few weeks ago, Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker joked about the debate that he's not that smart, that Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock might embarrass him. But since then, a woman told the Daily Beast that Walker paid her to have an abortion years ago, an allegation Walker denies. Last week, after a campaign stop, Walker said the allegation shows Democrats are desperate.
They're desperate to make this race about my family, because they know they don't want to talk about Joe Biden and Raphael Warnock.
The other debate tonight is between Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican Tim Michaels. There are multiple debates happening next week as well, including one on Monday between Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp and Democrat Stacey Abrams. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An American has died fighting in Ukraine. U.S. Army veteran Dane Partridge was struck by fire from a Russian tank. His sister writing on social media that she knows he's found peace. The United Nations World Food Program warns Haiti is facing a humanitarian catastrophe, struggling with malnutrition, gang violence, and a cholera outbreak. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.